Previously on Desperate Housewives.
I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad.
Huh? Some reversed roles.
I've been thinking about you.
So you came to ask me out?
Some were welcomed in.
Because I'll say yes.
I moved on. You should do the same.
Some were shown the door.
Will you marry me?
And some never got the chance. To find out what they really wanted. Betty Applewhite was a gifted woman. Everyone had always said so, ever since she was a child. Her first piano teacher praised her dexterity. Her first college professor applauded her sense of rhythm. Her first symphony conductor hailed her dramatic flair. But Betty was no longer a concert pianist. She was now just a woman with a secret, one she was determined to keep by any means necessary.
I'm not a bit surprised that somebody broke into Gabrielle's house. Wisteria Lane is an easy target. It's not like the police patrol around here.
We still have the neighborhood watch.
The neighborhood watch is a joke. When was the last time any of you went on patrol, huh? Now, I put security lights on my house. I say it's time that we hire professional security.
Well, that sounds expensive.
Could you really put a price on your kid's safety? Well, you probably could.
Look, McCleskey, I am as worried as everybody else in this neighborhood, but I just don't
think
a couple
this.
Of guys running around.
Say what? We're against security?
But if they find Caleb first...
Matthew, I'm talking
about a bunch of vigilantes. I'm talking about trained men who know when to shoot.
Do we really need professional security?
Are you all going to wait until somebody else is attacked? I think it's time to take a vote on armed security. I've had enough. All those in favor...
Sorry. Things are just getting so dramatic.
Wow, you're really good.
We were taking a vote here.
She was a concert pianist.
Well, I dabbled a bit.
Yes, Betty Applewhite was a gifted woman. And the greatest of all her gifts was her timing. Once they've suffered a miscarriage, some women sit alone in the dark for hours. They refuse to go out in the light of day, afraid to face the possibility that life will go on. They hold on to reminders of their unborn child and dream of what might have been. Yes, this is how some women react when they've suffered such a loss. Gabrielle Solis was not one of those women.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for the messages. I'm sorry I haven't had time to return calls.
We all cleared our schedules. We thought maybe you could use some company.
So we're going to go to my house. I made banana bread, and we'll put on a fresh pot and just talk about anything.
That sounds so nice. It's just, I'm book solid today. My head's gonna explode. Can I take a rain check?
Sure.
Thanks. Thanks for understanding.
Okay, well, I will call you tonight and we'll figure out a time later in the week.
Well, I'll tell you what, since it's my schedule that seems to be the problem, why don't I just figure out a time and call you?
Okay.
I have so many errands to run and a million things to return.
Honey, there's no reason why you and Carlos can't try again.
You'd be an amazing mother.
You should hold on to that stuff for a while.
Yeah, you know, I would, but the store has this strict 30-day return policy. Carlos, what happened?
I've had a rough couple days. After you told me about the baby, kind of lost it.
Carlos, your hands!
I ripped my mattress open.
Jeez, how are you feeling today?
They're injecting me with this tranquilizer thing. I think it's doing the trick. We never even talked about names. I had my top five all picked out.
Mommy.
You want to hear them?
No, I'm good.
You never thought about names?
Oh, well, it was a little soon for that, don't you think? I mean, how can you name something the size of a walnut?
Is this new?
Do you like it? I picked it up on the way here.
You just lost a baby.
We all grieve differently.
You seem to have taken it pretty well.
I go shopping, you rip toilets out of the wall. Different strokes.
Are you even sad?
Oh, please. What do you think?
Honestly, I don't know.
Of course I'm sad. It's a sad situation. Now let go of me.
Oh, man.
Are you okay?
I think my tranquilizer's wearing off.
Well, let's get you another round.
Hey, Mike. So my mom's wedding's in a couple of days, and I know you sent back that little card saying you were coming and that you preferred beef, which actually I changed to fish for you because I tasted the beef. Anyways, I know that was before we, you know...
Send your mom my apologies, but I won't be attending.
Oh. I hope that's not just because of us not being us anymore. I mean, we could be together at a wedding and it wouldn't have to be weird.
It'd be weird.
Of course. Yeah, I see that. Oh. So what have you been doing lately?
Oh, just the usual.
Well, I've been writing a book, sort of autobiographical. It's really been forcing me to re-examine some of the different things that have made me me. It's like the fact that my mother had me so young and I never knew my dad. Big stuff like that. I told you about my dad, right? He was a merchant marine and his platoon was killed in the Battle of Hanoi.
That's strange.
Why?
Well, Hanoi was in enemy territory. There wasn't a battle there.
Are you sure? That's what my mom said.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. My merchant marines don't fight. They deliver supplies on ships.
Oh. Well, clearly I have more research to do. So what do you think? My life story, would you rush out and buy a copy?
Susan.
Yeah?
You really need to step back.
Oh!
Porter? Preston, what have I told you about playing outside after dark?
It's not dark.
Does your dad know you're out here?
Don't worry, I've been watching them. They keep setting off my motion sensors. I ought to send you half my electric bill.
You do that.
Okay, guys, come on over here.
On the sidewalk. Stay there, not on the street. Thank you. Hey!
Hey, babe.
I'm home. Could you come here a sec?
Sure. What's up?
Damn, they must have snuck out again.
Again? How often does this happen?
Boys! Get in here, now! Honey, you know how slippery they are. It's like trying to herd cats.
Tom, it's 9 o'clock at night.
Guys, upstairs, now. Let's go. Into PJs, into bed. Honey, they're fine. You worry too much.
And for good reason. Someone could have driven off with them and you wouldn't have even noticed.
They were in the front yard. God, when I was their age, I used to hop on my bike, disappear for hours. My mom never batted an eye.
Yeah, well, that was a different time. You have to be more vigilant. There was a break-in on this street.
I was at the neighborhood watch meeting, remember?
I'm sorry. I've been doing this for 7 years. Trust me, you have to have eyes in the back of your head.
The two in front work just fine, thanks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Penny?
See? Right where I left her.
Hi.
going to call you.
We discussed this. We agreed to go slowly.
I was going to call and cancel after our talk, but things just got so hectic, I forgot.
Rex has only been dead for 7 weeks.
So?
So I don't want every woman in this town talking about me behind my back.
I'm sorry, but isn't the damage done?
Well, fortunately, people only read the announcements when there's nothing in the front page, and the headline today was about some catastrophic flood in Sri Lanka.
Oh, so we lucked out.
Yes, we did. Now, when the time comes to go public with our relationship, I need you to discuss it with me first. I'm the bride, after all. It's only appropriate.
Okay. I will need you to wear that ring, though.
The ring?
You're not wearing it. Where is it?
It's in my purse.
Oh, good. Please put it on.
But if people see it...
They'll assume that you're wearing your wedding ring.
Maybe, but why risk it?
Because a ring tells would-be suitors a woman is spoken for. A naked hand invites unwanted attention. Will that be all, Mrs. Van de Kamp?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Williams.
Keep an eye on you. Can I come in?
No! No, you can't come in!
I brought a cooler. I'll camp out here.
No! Uh-uh! I can take care of myself, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. You need your space.
Yes. Yes, I do. I need my space. Thank you.
I want to show you something.
Okay.
Come here.
Hey, guys.
I thought about what you said. Don't want you to worry, so I had a little talk with the boys.
Oh.
Okay, guys. What do we do if a stranger asks us to take a ride in their car? Porter.
We run away and call 911.
Good man. Right. But what if that stranger says, hey, I know your mommy and daddy. What? Preston.
Still run away.
Yes. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, by all means.
What if the stranger is nice and not scary? Yes?
Run away and call 911.
So, what if the stranger says they're gonna take you to the circus for pizza and elephant rides? Don't look at your dad. Eyes on me. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
We... run away?
Yes! Snap! Okay, to the kitchen. Yay! We are having ice cream tonight!
You're smiling like that actually meant something.
Lynette, come on. We worked on this all afternoon. They get it.
Give me a break. You know our kids. I love them dearly, but that goes in one ear and out the other.
I'm gonna have some ice cream.
Tom, you're not off the hook here.
Lynette, I can keep my children alive. When you left this morning, there were four. When you came home, there were still four. When you come home and there are only three, then you get to lecture me.
Excuse me. Are you Bree Van de Kamp?
Yes.
I am.
My name is Layla Mitzman. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Can I help you?
This may sound odd, but I felt I should see you. I read in the paper that you're engaged to George Williams.
Oh, well, that announcement was a bit premature.
But you and George are involved in a romantic relationship?
Yes.
Then we need to talk. We'd been dating for 6 months when he asked me to marry him. From the moment I said yes, George got so possessive. And when he found out my ex lived just down the street, George accused me of seeing him behind his back. And then one night, I got a call from the police. Someone had set my ex's car on fire. I could never prove anything, but I knew it was George. I left him the next day.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I know, it's upsetting.
Yes, it is. To have a complete stranger come into my home, drink my tea, and then try to turn me against one of the sweetest men I have ever known.
Honey, you gotta trust me. George is a whack job, and you should get while the getting's good.
I think it's time for you to leave.
One time, I was talking to a guy at a bar, and when we got home, George slapped me. What do you say to that?
I say, given your overall demeanor and your freewheeling use of epithets, I'm willing to bet that he was provoked.
When I read that you were engaged to George, I felt it was my duty to let you know he's crazy. But now that I've met you, I can see it's a match made in heaven.
I'm here. Hi, Morty. Reverend Hopkins. I'm sorry I'm late to your rehearsal.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. You're here now. It's fine. Go in front of me.
Okay, Reverend. Hit it.
Mom, can I ask you a question?
You've got to march, Susie. Got to march.
I was just researching my book, and I found the strangest thing. No one with my father's name was ever a merchant marine.
Did I say merchant? Well, I just meant the regular Marines.
Well, yeah, I thought you probably did, so I checked that too, and he wasn't there. And so I called the VA, and there is not a single record of anyone named Harrison Ross in Vietnam.
This is not the time, Susie.
What's the holdup, lady?
Well, I'm sorry to upset you, Mom. I just, don't you think that's weird?
What's weird?
Well, there's no record of anyone with my dad's name in the armed services.
Oh, there it is.
There what is?
Morty, just go on back up there.
Look, I'm not going to say that I knew this would happen, but I knew this would happen.
Mom, I need answers.
Do you have to do this now? You are ruining my wedding rehearsal.
We've been married 4 times. I think you got it down.
I will not stand here and be attacked.
Mom, don't walk away from me.
What do you want me to say? You want me to say I'm a bad mother? Fine. I'm a bad mother. Are you happy now?
Mom.
Mom.
Yes, yes, I know what I'm getting into.
Morty, have you seen my mom?
Yeah, she seemed pretty upset. I think
she took a cab home. You need a ride?
I need you to tell me the truth about my father.
Hop in.
When I was in Korea, I was stationed outside of Busan, and we'd get these passes. And we go into town and, you know, we have a few beers. And we used to call it R&R in military lingo.
Yeah, well, I know what R&R means, so what does this have to do with my father?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Anyway, there were these young ladies, professional ladies, if you know what I mean.
Morty, can we just move this along?
Oh, okay. Long story short, it's just I never figured that my first time with a woman would be in an alley behind a Korean noodle stand with My fatigue's down around my ankles.
Okay, again, what does this have to do with my father?
We've all done things that, you know, that we're ashamed of. I mean, you know, we all have secrets. Your father wasn't a war hero. And he wasn't in Vietnam.
Well, why would my mother tell me that?
Sophie wasn't married to your father. I'm not sure she even knew his name.
Are you saying that I'm the result of my mother having a one-night stand?
Well, like I said, we've all done things that we're ashamed of.
George.
Bree, this is a surprise.
I'm sorry to drop by unannounced, but I just had this disturbing visit from an old friend of yours, a Layla Mitzman.
She shouldn't have contacted you.
Well, she did, and she said some pretty horrible things about you.
You should know that she's a renowned liar.
That's what I thought at first, but then, having had time to think about it, I can't understand why she'd go to so much trouble. I mean, what would her motive be?
She's obsessed with me. She still wants me. Wasn't it obvious?
No.
The woman is absolutely certifiable. What's more, I can prove it. Layla was a customer here. Even though she's no longer welcome, we still keep her prescriptions on file.
Fluoxetine, 100 milligrams. Risperidone, 250 mil... I'm sorry, what is this?
One is an antidepressant for mood swings. One is an antipsychotic to control hallucinations. Like I said, she's a very troubled lady.
Well, why did you date her in the first place?
In the beginning, you're blind to the flaws, right?
That's true. In the beginning.
So? We're good?
Yeah, of course we are.
Your mail came.
You said you were leaving.
No, I said I was giving you space. I did. I was watching you from my car.
Look, the guy who broke in stole ice cream. I don't think I'm in any danger. So you can go. I don't need you.
Carlos says you do. Where are you going?
Shopping. Not that it's any of your business.
You sure like to shop.
Yes, I do.
It's all I've seen you do the past day and a half.
Uh-huh.
All that shopping must be making up for something.
Excuse me?
You know, Carlos has your number. He says you're one tough cookie. So tough you don't have to deal with your feelings. He's a perceptive man.
He thought I was cheating with two gay guys. Are you sure you want to go with perceptive?
Well, let's see. It's been, what, a week since you lost your baby?
Yeah, so?
So I never heard of shopping out the pain.
Why is everyone on my back about this? I will deal with my loss my way, okay?
Where are you going?
I just thought I would go out and look some more. I'm gonna try the park.
In the middle of the night?
Well, yeah, well, he hasn't really been showing his face in the daylight, has he? Or would you rather we just let Caleb run loose? He could be in trouble. Or hurting another girl.
He didn't hurt Mrs. Solis, Matthew. He was just hungry.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about Mrs. Solis. But you know that.
So you're still going to be my matron of honor?
Of course I am. I'm not going to pretend like I'm not still a little freaked out. I am. But I did a lot of thinking about it this morning, and I think I understand. You wanted to protect me. And you thought I needed a hero. I had one. You.
I was always so worried I would screw you up.
Well, I am screwed up. It wasn't your fault. Entirely.
Oh.
Hey, Stu. You busy?
Yeah, just updating my blog.
Because I've got an important assignment for you.
Great. I'm really ready to take on more responsibility around here.
Yeah, I applaud that. But what I need is for you to help me to prove a point to my husband.
Ah. You want to make him jealous?
No. Actually, you to kidnap my children.
Okay, so what am I supposed to be looking at?
Just wait for it. Okay, here he comes.
What's going on?
I'm just trying to prove a point.
Hi, little boys.
Hell, who is that?
It's just Stu from our office.
You guys want to go for a ride?
And is he abducting our kids?
Maybe.
This is crazy.
Why? Are you worried they might get in?
We can go to the carnival. You like carnivals?
We're not allowed to talk to strangers.
Run, boys.
So, why don't you boys get in the car?
Run away. Run.
Get in the car and I'll give you some candy.
Yeah, candy!
Why aren't they running away?
Well,
this is not the time to be smug. Clearly, our sons are idiots.
Woo-hoo! Okay, okay. Jeez, someone share.
Hi.
Hi.
Ow! Oh, my God!
Ow! My kids, run! Run!
No, you don't! You pervert! Oh no, you're not going anywhere!
And anyway, after we wrap this shindig, I'm whisking my new bride away on a 4-month cruise around the world. I would have been happy with a weekend in Vegas, but, you know. Anyway, here she is, my beautiful bride.
I want to thank everyone for coming, and especially my Morty, who's helped me be a better person. And I want to thank my amazing daughter, Susan, and tell her how much I appreciate her love and respect. Because I'm a horrible person, and she deserves so much better than me.
Honey.
No. Susan needs to know the truth. Father was not a one-night stand. He was 33, and he was married. And he was my boss. When I told him I was pregnant, he broke it off
And he never spoke to me again. But gave me my beautiful, incredible daughter. And for that, I want to thank Addison Brody. Oh, my God. Do you know where he is? I have no idea. I swear, if I knew, I would tell you.
I know Addison Prudy. He runs the feed and supply store at 3rd and Sutherland. Prudy's a fairly common name, of course. So.
Is that him? Yes. Are you saying that all this time my father has been alive and just right across town running the supply and feed store? I can't believe this.
You're not still seeing him, are you?
Something wrong? You've been so quiet all evening.
No, I'm just tired, that's all.
Care to dance? Might pep you up.
I don't think so, but thank you, though.
Bree, where is your ring?
Oh, the stone is loose, so I'm going to take it to the jeweler's. But don't worry, it's safe.
This isn't about Layla, is it?
No. No, just like I told you, the stone could just pop off at any second.
Well, I don't care. Please put it on.
What?
I want you to wear it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like it. And this is the last time we're going to talk about this, okay?
Excuse me, ma'am. We don't allow members of Zeta Beta Kappa in here.
Ty! Hi, Grant!
Oh,
hi! What are you doing in town?
Visiting my folks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, George, this is Ty Grant. We used to date in college. Ty, this is George. He's a good friend of mine.
Hi.
Actually, we're engaged.
Bree, you look fantastic. You haven't aged
a day. Ty, would you like to dance?
Sure. I'd love to.
Let me take your coat.
I need to cut in.
George, would you please sit down? You're being rude.
Am I in the middle of something?
Well, at least put on the ring.
No.
Oh, boy.
George, I don't want to.
We are engaged. You have to wear it.
George,
knock it off, man.
I'm sorry. We're engaged.
The thing is, I don't think we are anymore.
Bree.
Lisa, you should go.
Right over there, sir. Management likes us to keep the nice cars out front.
afternoon. New hairdo?
So what if it is?
It looks nice, that's all.
You know, I also got a facial, and later on I'm going to get a pedicure and an eyebrow wax, so there.
That's fine with me.
No, it's not, because I know what you're thinking.
Yeah?
You know what? I am tired of you judging me. What is it going to take to get rid of you? Hmm? What's your last name?
Ramos.
Ramos. Here is $1,000. I won't tell Carlos you didn't stick around. It'll be our little secret.
Well, I just got out of prison.
I'm not exactly set up with a bank account. Can we go to your bank and cash this?
And then you'll leave?
Hey, it's a grand.
Buckle up.
Have a window thingy.
Nope.
I don't have a door handle either.
Nope.
But I do have a confession to make. Carlos didn't really send me to protect you.
Go figure. No one else in the park. We got it all to ourselves. Perfect.
Why don't you go find us a good spot? I gotta get something on the trunk. Kill you, I wouldn't use a balloon. It would take too long.
What am I supposed to think? You lie about protecting me, and then you lock me in that heap without door handles so I can't get out.
Carlos sent me to help you with your grief.
You're kidding, right?
No. Look, I know a little something about loss. It can take you to some real dark places, especially if you don't face it head on. Like 17 years in a 6x10 prison cell. Dark.
For.
The balloon represents the spirit of the life lost. By letting it go, you're acknowledging the pain you feel and releasing it at the same time.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Besides, I don't feel what you think I'm feeling.
Then it should be real easy.
Fine. If I do this, will you go?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I say something?
If you want to.
Not really, no.
It's cool. Anytime.
Stupid. I didn't even want this baby.
Yeah.
And I would have been a terrible mother.
If you say so.
If it was a boy, I was going to name it Charlie.
Yeah?
And a girl, Aurora.
Those are nice names.
Thank you.
What is it, boy?
The guy broke into your house?
I don't know. I can't see him. Yeah, that's him.
In a world filled with darkness, we all need some kind of light. Whether it's a great flame that shows us how to win back what we've lost, or a powerful beacon intended to scare away potential monsters. Or a few glowing bulbs that reveal to us the hidden truth of our past. We all need something to help us get through the night. Even if it's just the tiniest glimmer of hope.